You are now tuning into Feeling the Vibes with your hosts, Queen Anne, So Blue, Miss Coco, Even Exchange, Tamika Elaine, Shay, and Lady V. Please sit back and get ready to feel the vibes.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Feeling the Vibes. This is your girl, Lady V, and I have my ladies in the house today. We have the Queen Anne. Introduce yourself.
She already introduced me, but it's the Queen.
Listen, they got to hear your voice.
Shay, Simpson,
Tamika Elaine,
Even Exchange,
Miss Coco.
And we got
So Blue.
There we go. We got So Blue on the line. Okay. We always talk about something fun, but we're going to dip into something serious today. We're going to talk about Ukraine and what's going on down there and the little itsy-bitsy pieces that is affecting America with this whole thing that's going down in the Ukraine. So I'm going to kick the topic off and some of the questions that I have that is really puzzling me. One of the main questions I have is, where is Biden finding these billions and billions of dollars?
33 to be exact.
Yes. Okay. But there's two, because they gave a couple of billions, and right. Then now this is the second package that they're using, which is billions as well. So I need to understand, where is this money coming from? All right. Now, not only do I need to understand that, I also need to understand, so Putin has destroyed Ukraine and pretty much the people of Ukraine no longer live in Ukraine. So they're migrating all over the world. But Biden has also offered them to come to the United States for free. Just, you know, skip the line. There's other people out here, immigrants, who's doing it the right way, applied, waiting. And these guys get a free pass. So I need to understand, how is that fair? I also need to understand, one of the tickets that he kind of ran against was canceling student debt. Okay, so this is a question that keeps posing to him, and he has yet to give an exact answer of what he's going to do. Now, I get a message every other couple of months saying the extension on the student loan has been extended. But I haven't gotten an email that said, your shit is canceled. Okay? And I need to know when I'm going to get that email.
Can we call this episode, tell them how you really feel?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'm like, if I go to school real quick, can I get called into that bucket?
Yeah. Get my PhD.
Listen, Queen Anne, what are your thoughts?
I have no thoughts on this. I mean,
you have thoughts, because will we be talking at night?
Yeah, but you know, you guys call it rant, so I'm trying to, you know, stay away from the political debates and everything. But I have no Ukraine. I'm not interested. It's not our fight. As Black folks, this is not our fight. I really don't care. I will say, you know, I'm not crying for God forgive me. You know, it's called war. People, it's been going on for centuries. In war, people die. Yes, you don't want to see kids, but you know what? It's called war. War. I don't understand why we're more invested in this war than in other wars. Okay, and that's my topic.
No, don't say other wars. The war in America. Now, America is in war.
We're crying over things we should not be crying over. And if you say, oh, I'm not interested, everybody gets, how do you mean you're not interested? Do you know it's going to affect every? You know what? That's what war does. That's what it's been doing for years and years and years and years. And I don't have, I just don't have any sympathy for this one. So, okay. You know, that's how I feel.
So Blue, what are your thoughts, So Blue? Wait, I'm going to pass it on to Shay first, and then I'm going to come back to you. Go ahead, Shay, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, we should be concerned, you know, Putin is not in his right ass mind. So you think it's not affecting us, but he is taunting his power on Ukraine. And eventually, if he gets to Poland, which is part of NATO, we are going to be involved. Mm-hmm. So I feel that, you know, we're looking at, it's not our war. It's not our war, but we can't let some madman decide to take over the world because he wants to flex his power or feel like, well, and this is exactly what he's doing. He's taunting us. He's like, what you going to do? What you
going to do? But here's the question. Do you think we should be Captain Save-A-Hole?
And that's always been our role.
We've always done that.
Always.
Yeah, but just haven't done it for the role.
Not that we agree with it, but it's always been how.
This has always been our role. But do you understand the severity of money that's being pumped into this situation right now?
Yes.
And we're not even in it yet.
Yeah.
We're not even in it yet.
So, okay. And
is it safe to say that America's in war right now itself?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Okay. So Blue. I'm going to hit it back to you. What are your thoughts?
I was just about to speak on the Captain Save-A-Hole mindset that America have. It's like, and it's disappointing because it's like every time a conflict arises, the U.S. have the urge and need to jump in and intervene. Yes, I understand that's always been our role. But at some point, the United States have to say, you know what, we're going to sit this one out.
Right.
Because a lot of resources is being used. You're talking about where this money is coming from. It's coming from taxpayers.
Amen. You
got people at home that have their own issues. People can't find jobs. People complain about gas prices. Food has went up. It's just ridiculous. So my thing is, at what point will the U.S. be like, you know what, we're going to pass. Let's try to take care of home first, as opposed to worrying about another country. Because my thing is, there's going to come a point when the U.S. is going to need some help. And you mean to tell me all these countries that we're intervening and helping, are they going to come to our aid?
Nope.
That's the main question I have.
Nope, they're not.
And that's scary. So it's just like, okay, we need to take care of what's home first and try to figure out, like, how to take care of our own problems. That way people can at least try to live a decent life. Because right now people are just scraping for the bare minimum. I'm tired. And I'm with you too. As far as getting that email saying your loan is done.
right.
Because I'm like, I appreciate the extension, but I need the email that says you good.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about this.
Or at least half of it is done. I think my part about this is I am pissed off because you ran on a ticket of helping people when it came to these ridiculous loans for these ridiculous degrees that are not doing anything for these people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go to as how many people, if you're not specialized in a specific type of degree or job, these degrees are worthless. Mm-hmm. But yet we need them because they don't look at us without them. Right. So I need you to really sit down, not only just loans, because, you know, I want mine to be canceled, but the poverty in this world. Okay, the mental health in this world. There's just so much right now going on in America that no one is doing nothing about.
Exactly.
Right?
It's like
there's no solid plans. Right. So
it's like a bubble that's waiting to explode.
Exactly. So to me, it's like a slap in the face where I wake up and turn on the news and see that Biden is fighting for another $1 billion to help Ukraine. Wait, what? Like, excuse me? How? Where's this money come from? Do you just print it? Because I need you to print me a million. Where is it? Like,
and then you go back to like those $1,200 checks we were getting for the pandemic.
And they, no.
Right?
And they making us pay the taxes for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
like you didn't do anything for us.
Yeah.
Because when you think about the value of the U.S. dollar overseas, it has dropped significantly.
Oh,
so we're just printing money. And it has no value. So it's like,
none.
What is the point?
Yeah, it has
like,
none.
What is the point?
So, Tamika, what do you
I'm
going
to pass it to Even Exchange.
You're going to pass it to Even Exchange?
Okay, so I agree with Queen Anne to some degree. The part that it is like, I don't want to see like people hurt, you know, fleeing from their country, regardless of who it is. A lot of times I think about this. If the people of Ukraine looked differently, would we be there? Would we be so quick to jump in
differently? I need you to be a little bit more clear.
If we're melanated.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm wondering if we would be so quick to run to the aid.
Let me jump in real quick. What happened in Africa? Queen Anne, I'm going to need you to speak on it because you're always talking about Rwanda. What happened there? Did we step in?
No, we did not.
Did we step in?
No, we did not.
Did they get billions of dollars when they were over there doing genocide?
No, they didn't. We refused to call that genocide.
All right, go ahead. Evening Exchange. Go ahead.
So that is a little frustrating. Also, everything that we are dealing with in this country, it's hard to think that you're taking this money and giving it to another country. But at the same time, it's like, parts of you feel bad, like these kids and, you know, elderly people that are just like suffering like that, you know what I mean?
But
and if to the point of all these countries should be afraid, like if Putin is going in and invading one, who's to say that he won't go in and invade
they are
the
afraid
others?
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
have you heard Europe or any of them give billions of dollars? Did anybody hear anything like that?
Yes.
Well, the billions of dollars.
They've been given money as
well.
Yeah. Billions of dollars.
I don't know the exact dollar.
Exactly.
But they all have contributed as well.
But what I need to know is billions of dollars.
I don't know the exact
That's
dollar
the part
amount.
I need to understand.
Yeah, I don't know
I need
the exact
to know because
amount.
I'm sorry. America is not the only country. America isn't the only country.
Yeah.
How about China?
China is
aligning with Russia.
They're not helping Ukraine.
Trying to get over Taiwan right now.
Why we ain't calling them out?
How can we? We owe China so much money.
Oh, no, I get it. But
China needs us.
Listen, the media needed to be spewing all that too. So, you know, you can't. This is my thing. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to hide behind a wall when we need to hide. And then when it's time to come, show your face. You understand?
Like all of a sudden now, everything is Ukraine. What happened to COVID?
Oh, COVID's gone.
COVID is gone.
Yes. Sad.
Y'all talking. Mm-hmm. That's a lie. We talk about COVID every day.
Listen, COVID's gone.
No, it's not.
It's gone. It is.
No.
Please.
You heard what Fauci say?
You had Fauci came out and
people
said...
People are not dying. Right.
Listen.
We're at an endemic. Let's just say that, right? He said that word, yes.
Ooh, yeah. Endemic. Okay. Endemic. It's just...
It's not here.
But I'm sorry. They torture him for saying this.
Yeah, he has come out and
said it's like they be trying to kill Fauci. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could never speak his truth.
Wait. Before we go into COVID, right? Uh-huh. I just want to say, Biden, cancel student loans. That's all. Yeah. That's the only thing I want to touch upon.
Right. No, listen.
Cancel
I'm with
it.
You.
Why?
I'm with
you. I want to know why you feel like you should have to cancel it.
Why? Because you
feel... When you went to school, did you pay for your student loan?
Wait, excuse me.
I'm asking
a question. No. Are you feeling a way because you paid down your student loans?
Yeah,
so that's what that is. That's the little hate that's coming your way.
It's just like you signed a contract knowing that's okay.
Well, this is why I agree that the interest
rates...
My bad. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. You guys are upset because people want their student loans, you know, absolved. Why not? They want to pump the economy, right? They want people to spend money, right, to help move and stimulate the economy. If money is going towards student loans, they're not going to have the money to spend on manufacturing items, you know, products, services. How about they're talking about the housing market, right? They feel like people should buy homes. How can people buy homes if they have student loans?
And with one bigger picture,
I'm against you signing saying you're going to pay. Wait, hold on. You're going to pay this back. You should be responsible for some of it.
But how can you be responsible if this same degree can't get you to where you need to get?
That is whose problem is that?
That is the country's problem.
So you take out a loan and you say, I want to go into agriculture, right? Whatever. I want to go into archaeology.
You are making that decision. Nobody told you to go into archaeology. Nobody told you to go.
But you do need archaeologists.
Wait, that's fine. That's
you need it.
But that's fine. But you can't tell me if you can't find an archaeologist job. That's my problem.
No, but it's not. That's not.
We're not saying it's your problem. I know. You're talking about the government.
I know. Let me just finish this one last point, because I agree with you that the interest rates and all of that stuff. I feel for people that have a whole bunch of debt to pay
back.
But
how about these?
Wait, let me finish. These people that have this whole bunch of debt to pay back. I also, they're aggressive. Those lenders are aggressive. I hear that and I agree with it. However, I don't feel like all your debt should be absolved.
Right. That's okay.
You should be responsible for some of it.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
But they're not doing anything. You understand what I'm saying? Well, and y'all just thinking and put apart about people signing stuff and stuff. But this is affecting people mentally. People are poor. Like,
I hear
these people are going into complete debt, meaning can't buy a house, can't live, can't do nothing. Let me tell you something. The little job that these people do have, the loan people, they come out and take your money now.
That's what I don't agree with. That's aggressive, these aggressive lenders.
But
I don't agree with that.
That's what we signed.
You did.
But we're missing a big picture.
Don't have a job, you want to sit
here and pay for your loan? That's different. That's different.
How's it different?
Because if you don't have a job to pay it back, like you really legitimately don't have a job to pay it back.
Which is a whole bunch of people.
That's a different conversation. Yeah. That's a different conversation. A person that got the money, got the loans, and it has a lucrative career, they shouldn't have to pay the loan back?
They are paying the loan back.
But I'm saying they should be absolved.
Let me just say one thing, right? When you think about it, right, one of the ways that they taught about how to uplift yourself from poverty is to get an education.
Yep. Yeah.
They keep telling you, get your associates. Once people started getting your associates, they moved the bar higher. Mm-hmm. Get your bachelor's. Then when people started mm-hmm. getting their bachelor's, mm-hmm. you got to get your master's. Mm-hmm. When they moved the bar higher from the master's, is now your doctorate. Yeah. Yep. So then when people start getting these institutions, right? Mm-hmm. The institutions, if you look over the period of time, the cost of getting a college education, look at the trending data. Mm-hmm. How much the cost of an education has ballooned.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why?
And listen, don't get twisted.
And then you have these lenders coming out of the woodworks saying, okay, people are desperate. They're like, you know what? I want to break the generational curse. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to afford a nice home. I want to live in a nice community. So I'm going to go and get an education, just how they told us that we need to do this, mm-hmm. right? Manufacturing jobs. They push people from manufacturing jobs into a service sector. Mm-hmm. Right? When manufacturing jobs could have provided all the income that people needed without a education.
Yes.
But that's not what was being promoted out in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now we have all these people who have these degrees and the income does not. And then you have to look at the compounding interest mm-hmm. on these loans. Yeah. So what you started out with, taking out a $10,000 loan, has now ballooned to $70,000, $60,000.
The thing about it is you get your bachelor's degree. You take out a loan because you're supposed to get out the community. You're supposed to empower yourself. You get your associates, right? So you get your associate's degree. You take out this loan. You can't find a job. Let me go take out more money. And get a bachelor's degree.
Because that's what they're saying.
Hold on. I still can't find a job. Let me take out more money and get a master's. Which point is it your responsibility? And you're like, you know what? Let me tell you something. When I first went to college, I didn't have $0. I couldn't get financial aid. My parents is a big thing. I pay for it myself.
But because you did it, you feel like
No. What I'm trying to say is I could have gone and taken out loans, mm-hmm. but I knew I could not pay the loans back.
Well, that's
But that's what I'm saying. You make a conscious decision that I was not going to be in debt.
It's like chasing the American dream. I have have a friend mm-hmm. who went and got her bachelor's degree, who then decided, got a job, it's okay, but not to the potential where society tell her where she needs to be. Right. So she go get a master's, okay? She go get the master's and then go to her job and say, here, you told me I needed a master's. I got the master's. I have the little experience. Can you hire me?
Yeah.
She could not get a job, period, okay? Then they come back and they put the standards saying, well, if you got this, but if you got this type of master's degree, then you would definitely get it. You go get a second master's, okay? And where you at? Where's she at now? Still can't get a job.
So wait, who's the person that told her these things?
So then she's working in an establishment for the city, right? In medical, right? She wants to elevate herself. Mm-hmm. She wants to get to the. She don't want to be at the basic level. Yeah. She want to cross over to management. She wants like any regular person. They told her, and the medical field is very specific. Mm-hmm. You need this. You need this. You need this. Mm-hmm. She go out. She do it. She go to them and say, here are my credentials. I have experience because I'm in the industry. No. If you go get this, then you definitely be a perfect candidate. You go out and take another loan, okay? Yeah. Come back and say, I did it. Here we go.
I'm not saying that that is fair, and I'm not saying that that is right.
Yeah, but you have to, Leslie,
every
you have
time
to look at
she
it.
Says, I am going to go out there and, like, have this more debt on myself. That's a choice you're making.
You have to understand that.
You have to understand. You said that you're putting yourself...
It's a dream and
it's
a gamble.
Who is thinking that when you're trying to get your dream?
Exactly.
And let's be honest.
Yeah, but let's be honest. When you start talking about these student loans. When you sign a loan... Okay, first of all, when you get a car, let's break it down even simple. When you get a car, you sign a loan, right?
Difference. No.
Okay,
Being responsible. You're signing that you're responsible for these payments every single month. Same thing with the mortgage. You're signing that you're responsible for making these payments every single month. I don't understand why student loans is different. Hold on.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. that it's the interest rates and the ballooning. I totally agree with that. That shit is effed up. However, how can you say that I went back and signed it. I went back and got more loans, and now I don't want to pay it back.
Right. I think a lot of people disregard student loans, number one. They feel like, I don't need to pay it.
Right.
Like, I know a lot of people with that attitude.
Listen,
and then
when it amounts up,
then it's a problem. There's no such thing as disregarding student loan.
There's no such thing. Any type of income you make, any type of income taxes, they snatch it up.
Oh, they doing that now?
And what? That's crazy.
That's what I'm trying to tell. This is what I don't understand.
I don't think that that's
this
right.
This is what you don't understand
don't
right now.
I don't think that that's right.
The student loan game has
aggressive.
Changed
Yeah, because I haven't gotten
that.
Yeah.
I don't
right.
think that's
you
right.
You stop paying, any type of money
they
you're making, they coming for it.
Right.
Taxes,
girl,
anything. It's
when
aggressive.
Fannie Mae has let us come to my house, I'll be like, get out of here.
As soon as you graduate, they want their money. They don't give you a chance to breathe anymore. They want their money.
Yeah, it's tight.
They know they give you
let
6 months
something to you.
I did the 10-year plan.
Yeah, check this out. Things has changed. Yeah. Let me tell you. Also, when it comes to paying back the money, now they have a percentage of how much you got to pay back now, okay? And if you want it lowered, you have to apply. Yep. You have to prove that you're dead broke.
Yep. And this is the government subsidized?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You have to prove that you're making dog money in order to pay a certain amount.
Yeah.
So, you know, back in the day, how you could pay $60. Yeah. No. They already pre-calculating how much you got to pay. And it's on the higher side. And then you miss one payment, that shit doubles. Okay?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The game has completely changed.
I don't disagree with that.
You know?
I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to be heartless about it. But it's like some of the responsibility is yours.
Wait a minute. So what about these people? But what about these people who become destitute, homeless, can't get a job?
I didn't say it was right.
No. But then at the same time,
right.
But then at the same time, you're sitting here saying, okay, the U.S. should give billions of dollars.
I never said that either.
We didn't say that. If they're destitute and homeless, and they have a student
that's
loan,
a totally
their credit
different...
is fucked up. Yeah, it doesn't
that's
matter.
A totally we, different... yeah, let's
they're
let's
not, a totally they're not trying to buy a thing. House.
Let's I'm just but you think
you're trying
you,
to
no,
have
no,
a store
no, part
for
think...
people who have fucking student loans. I'm sorry, but it's just
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but it's
still living their best life. I'm sorry.
Very
awful. And their best life is student loans.
I'm sorry. People who have their best life
money.
Listen, dude,
I don't know.
Yes, I think that the interest rates and all of that stuff is horrible.
It's
when I hear people, when I hear my friends talk about it,
especially when you hear a minority,
mm-hmm.
a minority
mm-hmm.
having this
saying,
kind of
listen,
mentality,
all
okay?
All I'm
because
saying, right?
mentality
listen,
of the minority
all
is
I'm
an
saying,
awful,
listen,
awful thing.
All I'm saying,
some of it,
all
just
I'm
awful.
Saying,
listen, because
at
most
the end
of
the
day,
you
that,
signed it on the
most
line.
Of the people that it's in debt for student loans are minorities, okay? And they don't give you a break, okay? They don't give you a break because they sell you on an American dream.
I don't say it's right.
They sell you on an American dream. Yeah, we're talking about the law, right? We're talking about law school and whatever. But you know, they don't tell you there are ways that you can go without having to go to law school.
Law school's going
to
pay you what you need to pay.
Yeah, but they didn't tell you there's ways for you to go. You could do apprenticeships without. There's certain states that do that. You know how we knew that? Because
Kim
Kardashian,
Kardashian.
Did it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Nobody.
Here's
helps
my thing.
No, minority
okay.
kids. They don't tell you.
School.
Exactly.
Like Alaska, school is free.
You they don't tell you these things.
But Alaska.
But we don't hear these things.
Exactly.
A minority kid don't hear this stuff. Okay, we're trying to get out the ghetto. Most of the time, a minority kid is trying to get out the ghetto. And let's be honest, they raise the bar every time we get there. It used to be a time in high school, they had shops. You know, they tell you, we were succeeding in those jobs. Mm-hmm. Those mechanic jobs, those manufacturing jobs, like she said. You know, like the agricultural jobs, like they're saying. And when they realized that we were making that money, you know what they did? They took that shit out of the schools.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of us that were going and doing those kind of manual jobs, electrician
they
jobs.
Unless we need a corporate America, we
American
need corporate
jobs,
American
right?
Jobs.
And we can get those jobs anymore because white America saw, oh my God, these kids, they're making money. Black folks are they can actually have businesses, and they force that shit about education on you, make you think
thing.
That you know you have to get in order for you to get the dream, you have to get this degree, and you have to get it. As soon as we get there, every time we get there, they raise it higher.
And now.
No, all of a sudden, bachelor's
there,
is not important anymore.
When you get the job, they're paying us pennies.
Pennies?
Pennies.
Pennies.
Back in the day, that same job used to pay so much more money. But as soon as we get into the pot, all of a sudden, you pay half the worth of that job.
Of course.
And
we're fighting.
And that's why in New York now, companies have to post.
Yeah, they have to show.
The low rates.
Yeah,
the
what?
High,
yeah. You
got to
show salary.
They have to show salary.
Yeah, you have to.
And I agree with that shit because we work
I've
hard.
Been looking.
And you know, especially black women too. Let's start single with a black woman. We work hard for less money.
Yeah.
All the time. We work and we work and we work and we get less money than our counterparts. And sometimes our counterparts are not doing shit.
Yeah.
Not doing shit, but they're making the big money. And we work every fucking day. Excuse my language. And we still can't get where we're supposed to get because they sell you this fucking American dream that they know it's going to be impossible for us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Woman, you
and they put
rights.
That education shit on us and make us think that we have to have it. No. I would tell any kid today, you don't have to fucking go to college if you don't want to.
Amen.
Okay? Yep. If you know that there is something, if you come to me and tell me, I would never fucking push a kid again for education, okay? I would tell you whatever you want, there's a passion. Whatever you want, you go get it. Because there's always money out there. You don't have to have a college degree for that shit. Once you know you can make money other ways, you can. You got STEMs, you got everything, but they don't want to teach us this shit. We have to dig for this shit ourselves.
Yep.
Because they know when
something.
We get there, we excel in this shit. We don't just get here. We go to the top of this shit.
Yep.
And
my
when we
kids.
Get to the top of this shit, we really, you know, we really go in on this shit. We don't just settle.
I'm going to push my kids. Listen.
Yes.
I know.
Don't think that you ever have to go to college to make mommy happy. You hear me? Don't ever think it. You tell me you don't want to go to college, it's out the door.
This
We're
is.
Not going.
Exactly.
Okay? I'm going to be the first to tell you, you don't want to go to college? Okay, good. What do you want to do? Let's sit down. Let's powwow. Because today, nah.
Cut some grass. You know, the money is, you know, go cut some grass, man. You know, that's all money. Lots and lots of money. In my neighborhood, $550, all these homes look beautiful, big, beautiful. The grass looks great. We should be doing those jobs as well because a lot of money there. There's lots and lots and lots of money.
Okay, lots of money. But we don't, because, you know, we weren't.
We want to be in more corporate America.
We wanted to be in corporate, because that's what they teach us. Mm-hmm. Yep. They taught us that corporate America, a nice suit.
Nice shoes.
I wanted to wear the nice suit. Oh, you know, that was my goal to have, you know, I'm going on the interview. I'm dressing up in my interview. And I want, because I wanted an office job. Stupid me. You know, like, because that's what they train us, that we're supposed to have these things. But when we get there, they make it higher and higher. And it's us who lose. It's us who actually lose this stuff. You understand what I'm saying with the education?
With that being said, my thing is, I'm not for completely, you know, it'd be nice if you could wipe out, cancel the whole debt, that'd be nice. But you got to do a better job when it comes to helping out the kids.
I agree.
If you don't cancel some of that debt, lower fucking tuition. Do something. Make education free. Do something
affordable.
For the, right. Yeah. Make it, you. The education has, someone has to do an overhaul of it, period, okay? And again, my point to this is, if we can find billions of dollars out here to help people that doesn't even live in this country, we can help people in our own country, whether they do have loans. This, and listen, don't get twisted. I'm not just talking about student loans. I'm talking about mortgages. I'm talking about people that could have been finished paying mortgages, but they can't finish pay it because they have fucked up credit and had a 22,000 APR. So they had to triple on their housing loan. Like, this kind of stuff ain't fair, all right? And the lending companies are out here ripping these people off, and nobody, the government, won't step in. But you're quick to step in when somebody else in another country is being done wrong.
In a certain country.
Right, in a certain country. I'm just saying, guys, you guys need to start looking within. You got to start helping us. Help us. And then we can go out and help other people. And that's all I'm saying. On that note, this episode was very heated. Woo! And I knew it was going to be heated, but at least it was a good one, you know. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you think. You know, do you agree with some of us? Do you, you know, or you feel halfway about this? Do you feel halfway about that? Let us know. Go on our social media. Let us know how you're feeling. And continue feeling those vibes. I mean, we're going to always have these type of spicy. We got to kick in some of these spicy topics sometime. It can't just always be all about men relationships.
Yes, we do. We are tired of that conversation.
Right. We need to, you know, talk about some life facts. So, with that being said, girls, we are out. Let's take a breather.
Bye. Bye.